The easiest thing to do would just be to sign someone else's ballot, right? And then it would just be a proof that the system's not catching things. But didn't want to do that because that would be illegal. And so wanted to conduct an experiment within the letter of the law to see if the election systems are secure or not.
I'll tell you, great journalism. I love it. More coming up with Victor Jakes. We have a brand new stadium getting ready to open in just a couple of weeks. But the problem is we don't know if they're going to be fans in the stands, butts in the seats. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on this Monday edition on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
At 3:31, as we take a look at the traffic cams right now, we're getting some slow flows in just a couple of areas. Otherwise, not too bad. 215 east at Valley Verde, Interstate 15 north at Desert End, slow through there. Some activity there on the right shoulder on Interstate 15 south at Russell near the stadium. Also getting some heavy volumes on US 95 westbound at Decatur as you work your way up to Summerlin. You're heading through the Spaghetti Bowl, you'll tap the brakes there, 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange. And remember that construction, which continues on St. Rose Parkway both directions, that is at the 215.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The Washington Redskins have made it official. They're no longer going to be the Redskins. Announcing earlier today, they will be retiring their nickname and logo after they complete their review that got started when corporate sponsors really started putting pressure on the team to change the name, including Nike stopped selling any of their gear at Nike.com. In a statement, they said, quote, Dan Snyder and Coach Ron Rivera are working closely to develop a new name and design approach that will enhance the standing of our proud, tradition-rich franchise and inspire our sponsors, fans, and community for the next 100 years, unquote. It is believed that they are going to keep the same color scheme moving forward. This sports flash driven by Jeep brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 30.
At Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall, they are committed to helping the Las Vegas community in this trying time. If you need any vehicle repair on any model, they are an essential repair facility and got you covered. They have oil changes starting at $19.95, free smogs for life. And if you mention this ad, they'll take 15% off the service cost. Plus, buy any new vehicle, and they have no payments for 90 days. Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall, or online at FinleyAcura.com. Vegas strong.
If your retirement plan is on set it and forget it, it's time you take control. Tune in to Financial Safari with America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuda. For more than 25 years, Coach Pete has been helping people just like you plan for retirement. Join Coach Pete every week as he discusses topics like why your retirement plan should also be an income plan and how to make sure you're getting the most out of your 401k. Financial Safari with Coach Pete, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 5 p.m., and Tuesdays at 6 p.m., all right here on 670 AM KMZQ.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by SRT Special Services. In the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. And if your business, your small business, deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI from SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That number again, write this one down, 702-221-1942. SRT Special Services. Hard to believe it, but we're coming down to almost 2 weeks from the opening of Allegiant Stadium. And now the question is, so what happens when we get to opening day and the ribbon cutting? Will there be actual people, actual butts in the seats? What is the case for opening up the stadium, even if it's on a 50% basis for Raiders games or other events? Does that make sense to you?
Well, I mean, certainly not. If you're closing down bars, it doesn't make sense. I mean, the best case you can make for it, I mean, really the best case you can make for reopening is that the hospital capacity is not overwhelmed. I mean, you've got people at the casino pools, you've got people on the casino floors, you know, all the time. The amount that people are driving is going up and up, and basically, you know, the way to go forward is to just give people all the information and let them make their own decisions. And if there are people who feel comfortable going to a game, they should go to a game. And if masks are really as effective as everyone says, then, you know, we'll make everyone wear masks and go to it.
So in other words, as long as people know what the risk is, then that should be okay. That as long as people know what the risk is up front, and they realize they could get sick, and there is the 1% that could die, is that a reasonable risk you think that people would take?
Well, I mean, in a sense, we take that risk every winter during the flu. I mean, we would all be safer if we stayed in our house during the flu, and this isn't exactly like the flu, obviously. It's much more transmissible, it seems. The death rate it seems to be much higher for older America, for older people just in general. And so, look, if you are 25, your reaction to this should be different than if you're 65. If you are young and healthy, your reaction and what you do should be a lot different than if you are young and have a pre-existing condition. But, you know, there has to be some room for freedom, too. And really the only reason for a governmental crackdown is to preserve healthcare capacity. Otherwise, I mean, freedom is about managing risk. That's just the bottom line. I mean, if you get in your car today and you drive, you're increasing your risk of death. And we do it anyway because we know we can mitigate it, and we just can't stay in our houses forever.
Again, Victor Jakes joining us, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Something you might be writing about in the days to come. The Washington Redskins are no more. We don't know what they're going to become, but Dan Snyder, the owner of the former Washington Redskins, said 7 years ago, I will never, ever, ever change the name of this team. Today he did it. We just don't know what he's moving it to. Did he do the right thing?
Well, you know, what's so funny about the situation is basically, you know, a lot of white liberals were offended. And you know, there's a survey done among Native Americans, and something like 90% of them supported the name of the team. So, it's just a pretty humorous example of you know, how perspectives are different, and you know, the white liberals coming in and saying, all right, we're gonna save you from racial oppression, and you know, your opinion doesn't matter because you're being oppressed. And so, it's
wow.
Just like that's classic liberalism.
Is that really though? Like 90%? I had always seen
that
it was.
They did a survey in like 2017, and it was a 90% approval, or I mean, support of the team name. And so, you know, I think what people miss in this idea of the mascots, and really, if you want to compare them all, you know, like the Indians or the Braves, I mean, this is probably the one that you look at and kind of cringe the most. But you know. It's not an offensive term to most Native Americans. And when you put a mascot in the team. That's something that you are, you know, identifying as a positive, or something that you support or think of something positively about. And so this idea that, oh, the Chiefs, you know, we've got to rename the Chiefs.
Don't you dare do anything to my Chiefs. Pat Mahomes is going to be a Chief forever.
Super Bowl champion Chief.
Yes. No. But seriously, though, Chiefs, I would think that would be a positive, wouldn't it?
Well, that's just it. That's the thing. I think that has, you know, at least especially, you know, me concerned, is it's not just, well, Redskins, I mean, look, do we really want to be commenting on people's skin color? It's not just that. It's, well, then we're going to go to Chiefs, and then we're going to go to Indians, and really, and then eventually we're all just going to be like the Dolphins and the Tigers, because you can't mention anyone else. I mean, there was a Washington Post editor or op-ed today about we have to get rid of the Texas Rangers because the Rangers were an instrument of white supremacy or something. I mean, the whole thing is just ridiculous.
God.
Look, I mean, it's just, no one is perfect. Can we just acknowledge that no one is perfect, and we don't idolize groups of people based on their imperfections? Most of the time, we idolize them based on, you know, their noble attributes or the things that we admire about them, and whether that is Indian Chiefs or whether that's George Washington. I mean, that's what we're talking about.
But let me ask you. I've only got like 2 minutes. How do we get the genie back in the bottle on this thing? I mean, once you start doing this, as you said, you can go through everything that we do and say, no, that name may be offensive or may offend somebody. But the fact is, we can't keep doing that, like, for the next 10 years, can we?
Well, let's hope not. I mean,
hope not too.
The French Revolution burned itself out, you know, after they've guillotined a bunch of people. So let's hope it doesn't get that far. But, you know, really, it's kind of scary. I mean, you look at the kids who are coming out of college, and they've been indoctrinated this idea that America is uniquely evil, which is, I mean, just completely ahistoric garbage. But that's what they believe in. That's what they're going through the culture and rampaging through the culture. And really what I think it's going to take, you know, people in the minority community who are being hurt by things like defund the police. You know, it's so funny that these white rich liberals are talking about defund the police, and they're sitting there in their houses with, you know, private security. And then you look at the murders in places like New York and Chicago among the minority community, they're spiking. I mean, these are just terrible policies that are hurting the very people that they claim to be helping. You know, and I think at some point, I hope, you know, folks in the minority community will just, you know, either take back control of the Democratic Party and say, look, we've got to have some sane policies, or they'll come to the Republican Party where, you know, we will fund the police. We want a safe society.
And we will defend you, and we will protect you. And then we have to do it. Victor, always good visiting with you. Thanks so much, man. Always good. We'll talk to you again next Monday. You have a great week, my friend.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Kevin.
Victor Jakes, the 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, joining us, coming up at the top of the hour. I'm very excited. We got to find out where this coronavirus thing is in relationship to the special session. It has put the brakes on the special session. We'll talk with Scott Hammond, state senator from Nevada District 18. We'll do that coming up top of the hour. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It is Monday on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI with facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI from SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today. Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIPCOA is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
Hit the open roads ahead with a $17.95 basic oil change from Meineke. Fix now and pay over time with our available financing options. Meineke, doing car care right. Financing offer subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
At Castle Insurance Group, their mission is to make life easier for you and your business. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Instead of you taking the time to hunt down the best prices for your homeowners, auto, and business insurance, the pros at Castle Insurance Group do all the hard work for you, and it won't cost you a penny more. The folks at Castle Insurance Group don't represent just one insurance carrier. They can look for the lowest prices and best coverage from a host of carriers. Name brands like Progressive, Nationwide, Travelers, Safeco, Dairyland, and many more. At Castle Insurance Group, they make buying insurance easy. Just a 10-minute phone call with a Castle Insurance Group representative, and you can get the lowest rates and the best coverage. You kick back and relax, and they do all the heavy lifting. Call my friends at Castle Insurance Group, 702-714-1060. Remember, the quote is absolutely free. That's 702-714-1060. One more time, 702-714-1060. That's Castle Insurance Group.
Less is more. This is true of the 2020 Range Rover Evoque. With dramatic styling and unparalleled capability, the Range Rover Evoque offers much more than you would expect from a compact SUV. And with 0% interest currently available for up to 72 months on approved credit, it's never been a better value. Come see for yourself today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And don't forget, this hour brought to you by PIPCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Centers of America, treating your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. How do I know? Because I am a patient. I just love it. Call 702-546-8767. Make your chronic pain go away. I know a lot of people, in fact, a lot of my friends, that I have directed to PIPCOA, and they say they cured me. Cured me, as in the pain went away and did not come back. I just love it. Anyway, give Summer a call. She's waiting for your phone call right now. She'll answer all your questions. 702-546-8767. Make your chronic pain go away. That's 702-546-8767. PIPCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Centers of America. From the Sunday shows, Betsy DeVos, God bless her. She went on with Dana Bash. That did not go so well. Betsy DeVos, the Secretary of Education, just absolutely, she endured a lot on CNN. But on Fox News Sunday, it was a little better. And she answered the criticism in a really nice way of her plan to reopen the schools. In fact, let's go to cut three. This is Betsy DeVos yesterday on Fox News Channel.
If anybody sat here today and told you that they could reopen the school in September, that would be reckless and negligent of that person.
I double dog dare Donald Trump to sit in a class of 39 sixth graders and breathe that air without any preparation for how we're going to bring our kids back safely.
Reckless and negligent, Secretary, how do you respond?
Well, Chris, there's nothing in the data that suggests that kids being in school is in any way dangerous. We know that children contract and have the virus at far lower incidence than any other part of the population. And we know that other countries around the world have reopened their schools and have done so successfully and safely. And kids there are going back to school every day. And so that has got to be the posture here. Parents are expecting that this fall their kids are going to have a full-time experience with their learning, and we need to follow through on that promise.
All right, let's pick up on this whole issue, and I want to get to the other countries and what's the experiences there in a moment. But this week, the president called out the CDC guidance that has been issued about reopening schools. He put this tweet. I want to put the tweet up. He called the guidance by the CDC on reopening schools, quote, very tough and expensive and very impractical. So let's go through specifically what the CDC is calling for. They say, wash your hands regularly, stay 6 feet apart, and wear a mask. Is that tough, expensive, and impractical, Secretary?
Well, these seem to be measures that we're taking pretty much everywhere else in life, and they're common sense approaches. And as Dr. Redfield has noted, the guidelines are also that, guidelines. They're meant to be helpful as in a posture of how you actually do things and how you actually move ahead and ensure that kids can get back into school. And as he's also noted, the CDC never recommended that schools close in the first place. And so I think we need to be oriented around how do we do this, not if we do. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of how we reopen schools and how kids get back to learning full time.
More to come. And by the way, we're going to be talking a lot about reopening the schools this week. I will give you, this is not a spoiler alert. This is the way it is. We've got the Clark County School District. We've got school districts around the country that are saying they're not going to reopen. They're not going to reopen. And the folks here in Clark County, they are hell-bent on reopening in this so-called hybrid way. You know, two days in the classroom, 3 days online learning. When most of the so-called experts are saying that online learning does not work. That thing we call distance learning, you know, in March and in April and in May, didn't work. Did not work. Our kids regressed, did not move forward academically. And that's what's so sad about it. More to come as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is Monday, brand new week, as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
What if you could heal 5 times faster? Imagine all the things you could do. At PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, we have technology that has only been used by professional athletes, but now have made it available to you. My name is Summer, and I am so honored to own the first clinic of this kind in the great state of Nevada. Every day, we're helping people in our new Las Vegas clinic heal from nerve and bone injuries, back pain, arthritis, lupus, concussions, depression, addiction, and the list goes on. We are thrilled to announce that we have a new piece of equipment specific to helping the brain heal from depression, anxiety, and brain injury. Stop managing your pain or illness and start healing from them today. Our non-drug and non-invasive treatments can help you feel better than ever before. Call PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America now at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767 to start healing today.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
Uh-oh. Embarrassed about your ugly fungal-infected feet? You bet you are. And you have been buying those rotten antifungal products. See, nothing happens. They just sit there and don't work.
Of course they don't. But a new breakthrough discovery is now being marketed as Bye Bye Fungus. And it is the answer to your problems. Bye Bye Fungus is fast-acting and has been found by dermatologists to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye Bye Fungus is budget-friendly, painless, has no hideous side effects, and it's as easy to apply as nail polish. But above all else, it's effective. So effective, it's patented. Call 1-800-258-3635 and ask us for Bye Bye Fungus. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com and say Bye Bye Fungus, hello sandals.
This is the Long-Term Care Minute. According to the Alzheimer's Association, over 5.5 million Americans over age 65 are living with Alzheimer's. Considering the fact that every 68 seconds, someone is diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and the average cost of long-term care is approaching $7,000 monthly, what should somebody with Alzheimer's do to prepare? For some advice, we called on long-term care expert and advisor Scott Lehigh. So, Scott, what should our listeners do?
Well, quite simply, we recommend people get a free copy of my book, Tax-Free Money for Long-Term Care, where they will learn about little-known laws and techniques that allow them to create tax-free money to pay for long-term care, even if they already have Alzheimer's. Give me a call right now. The next 30 listeners will receive a free copy of my book.
To get a free copy of Scott's book, call 888-716-6066. That's 888-716-6066. This has been the Long-Term Care Minute.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, did you hear this? L.A. County School or Los Angeles schools are not going to open in the fall. And I'm getting word that San Diego may follow suit. And don't be surprised if that plan that they worked on till, what, 11:20 Thursday night here in Clark County. Don't be surprised if our schools don't open. If you can't keep our kids safe, then I guess then there's no reason. I guess there's no reason to open schools. And if you don't open schools, then why is the federal government funding schools that are not open? Does that make sense to you? We'll talk about that with Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18. Whatever happened to the special session? And is there really anything very special about what they're up to? We'll talk about that coming up in just a couple minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY.
or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kep Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.